This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Totally Tasteless Tuesdays. Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch. Get up and rip this motherfucker's balls in. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him about it.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
I got it.
Ham radio.
Make that clitty big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back.
Scumbag!
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me. Good morning, everybody!
Good morning, Uncle. Doesn't the studio feel empty today?
Yeah.
You know, we're only shy one guy. And he's, just
and he's the skinny guy,
and he's too. He's the skinny guy.
He doesn't take up any room.
I know, but I miss his presence.
But he holds a near and dear place in our hearts.
The aura of Danny. Yeah. I mean, it's the aura.
Services for Danny. Oh, he's not dead.
No, he's not dead.
He's not dead. He's just on vacation.
You fooled me.
You fooled me.
Told me he was gone. I was going to give him a testimonial.
It's the Ham Radio Show live on planetplatypus.com. And, it's not that anymore.
No, well, what do you mean?
Well, no, it is that, but it's not that. You know what it is?
So what is it?
HamRadioShow.com. That's what it is.
Get it.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Yes.
God damn it.
We are an entity unto ourselves.
Yes, we are. We are our own personal
black
world. The Unfiltered Radio Network won our own planet.
Does that mean we're not available on Planet Planet?
No, we are.
Oh, so we're
replays available on multiple different formats on whole bunch of different stations.
We are syndicated.
All part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Joe, did you know that?
I know you know.
I know you know that now.
Yes.
Congratulations. Now you know.
There'll be a quiz on this later.
A little later in the program.
Which could be dangerous because, hell, we don't even know the answers.
No. 718-577-1389.
Yes, the number is on the screen. If you go to our website, you will see the live cameras.
You will see the live cameras. You will see it all, hammernailshow.com.
Yeah, you can see Uncle Eddie's fat face.
Yes, the ham cam is there. I'm right in the... Well, you're the one that does the camera.
Yes, I have you right in the
You make me fatter than I am, Joe.
Yes, I do. I use the wide-angle lens.
God damn it, Joe.
Yes, I have to get you all in.
Also, Facebook... Facebook Live, the Facebook Live suite, up and running as we speak.
That's
going as we speak as well.
Yeah.
Renee is in there. Jeff Licko is in there. Good morning. Good morning. Billy's also doing the sound effects today. We have all that going on as well. Filling in for Danny is Billy.
El Scusi, El Signoro.
Yes. Como está, señor?
La autobús el Rome.
Yes. ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
I don't know.
Where is the library?
I'm trying to say stuff in Italian.
Danny's going to be en route to Italy, Alitalia, later on,
you know,
I believe, tomorrow.
You know how to say refrigerator in Italian?
Eddie.
Icebox.
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 You say astronaut? Space cement.
Space cement. Hey, Joe, if you have a case, and Billy has a case, and I have a case, you know what we got?
What do we got?
A case of each.
A thick of each.
A case of each.
Right. Yeah. I know all about that stuff.
718-577-1389. We're sorry for the comedy, folks.
Is he on the plane right now?
He is not on the plane. No. He is right now, I believe, napping.
Oh. Okay.
And then he will then go back to work.
Why the hell is he?
And then he will leave from work and then go to Italy.
Oh. Yeah,
that's pretty much the plan.
Okay.
So that's why Danny unavailable today.
Are they going to make him undress before he gets on the plane or something?
They probably will frisk him and make sure that he's not mewling.
He does look like a terrorist.
He has.
If he doesn't shave, they're definitely pulling him over.
He looks like El Kebab, you know.
El Kebab. Alu Akbar! Alu Akbar! Hello, Nahwala!
Can you imagine Danny trying to explain, I'm a nice guy.
I'm a nice guy, really. I don't do anything.
I have nothing in my underwear.
No, that really is my cock. Don't touch it.
That's my cock, not a pipe bomb. That's my cock. Alu Akbar! Alu Akbar!
Alu Babu.
Alu Akbar! I'm doing If he doesn't shave, he definitely looks Al-Qaeda-ish.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Or a defector. He could be a defector.
Or a sympathizer,
sympathizer.
depending on which realm of terrorist you want to be today.
Yeah,
we do have a lot. Everyone hates us. It's what happens.
I know.
When you're America.
Well, what was it your mom said on the Checo call? It's all about religion.
It's all about religion. I said that, we've said that numerous times here on the program.
Yeah.
It's all about religion. It's never going to be about anything else.
And we're not against religion.
I am.
I'm not against religion.
I'm against religion.
That's what this was founded on, the fact that you could be your own person.
America was founded on the fact that they were... Other people escaping religion. That's what we were.
No, they weren't escaping persecution.
No, they were escaping. They were escaping one thing because they wanted to do something else.
Okay.
So they were escaping religion.
Well,
they were escaping the religion they didn't want to be a part of to go make the religion they wanted.
Yeah.
So they were escaping religion.
No, and now anybody else, screw you, you can't escape.
Screw you, you can't escape the religion. Yeah. That's the thing.
Well, religion is just a set of rules to follow. You know, they give us...
See, that's the problem.
Yeah.
They're guidelines.
Yeah.
They're not rules.
Well,
they're guidelines.
Yeah.
When you start making the rules,
and find you, the Pope police come around and go, you said a dirty word today. You had a dirty thought.
You broke three of the Ten Commandments today, there, Joey.
Hey,
here you go, over here now.
Who wrote the Old Testament anyway?
An old guy.
Okay. It is me. It was probably three guys sitting around a desert fire.
This looks
like a good story.
Let's tell some story. They probably all started around a campfire. Well,
they're all campfire tales and bullshit fairy tales anyway. That's what they are.
Well, there was no TV in those days,
That's what I'm saying. They're the first... Really, the Bible is the first comic book, and Jesus is Superman.
Well, I don't think
when you really think about it. Yes, it is.
Well, I don't know about comic
books. You have a strange visitor from another world, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
His father, Jor-El, sent him on a mission to make sure that he could save humanity.
Yeah.
Because his world would not accept him, so he brought him in. So now Jesus.
You have a point. He has superpowers.
It's literally the story of Superman.
Yeah,
and Pontius Pilate is Lex Luthor, who wants doesn't want Superman, which is Jesus, to be the only one endowed with. He can't be. I'm the one that should be praised, not this King of Kings.
Well, Pontius Pilate didn't, you know, he was just a.
He's Lex Luthor.
He was a tool of the Jews.
Lex Luthor was a tool of the Jews.
To us?
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh, yeah.
But that's not the point. Well, it wasn't Lex Luthor a Jew. I mean, Lex Luthor, you would think is a, you know, Luther is Lex, your last name.
Well, maybe he was a Lutheran.
Maybe he could be Lutheran.
Some guy named Buddha just sitting around chilling.
Yeah, well,
he's a fat guy. He's lazy.
He was just chilling, hanging out.
Days, right? Yeah. Buddha was like 5,000 years old or something.
If you go back.
The Super Friends!
Yeah. You go back and you look like. This religion, Muslim has been around forever.
Yeah,
it predates all the things.
Yeah,
and this one comes after this one, and this one, but they all tie together somehow. One person you must choose.
But the Muslim faith is very funny.
Yeah,
because all they do is pray to a rock. They pray to a rock. That's what they're praying to when they pray towards Mecca. It's a big rock.
You're kidding.
It's a rock that it supposedly... Yeah.
It's not the rock of Gibraltar.
No. What they believe, excuse me, is that this rock came from space or whatever, came from the heavens, from paradise.
Is that really what it's all about?
I'm not bullshitting
you. I think you're making this up.
And it does. I swear to God. And then came to Earth.
Yeah.
And Muhammad on his winged horse or whatever.
Wow.